Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen begins an old spiritual. But today, the words might be more accurate. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but my hairdresser, my neighbor, my mother, my dentist, and the woman I sat next to on the bus yesterday. In one of the earliest of all recorded dramas of the Bible, the book of Job, we find the words of Eliphaz saying, "Yet man is born to trouble as surely as the sparks fly upward." What was true 5,000 years ago is equally true today. Troubles come in all sizes, kinds, shapes, and descriptions. For centuries, people have thought that if you were just good enough, holy enough, and righteous enough, you would be spared trouble. The fact is that troubles are the result of living in an imperfect, broken, yes, sinful world. None are too good to be spared. None are too bad to be excluded from God's help when they come. When trouble comes, we usually start looking for reasons as our hearts cry, "Why, God? Why me?" It's the wrong thing to ask, and there is never a right answer to a wrong question. Arthur Ashe understood this. His life was cut short by AIDS as the result of a blood transfusion following heart surgery. Arthur Ashe was a tremendous man, a great athlete, and a role model. He was the kind of a person who not only made his mark in life, but served as a great encourager to those who were struggling to find themselves. When he was tempted to ask, "Why me?" he said, "If I ask, why me about my troubles, I would have to ask, why me about my blessings? Why my winning Wimbledon? Why my marrying a beautiful, gifted woman and having a wonderful child?" Stanley Collins could appreciate that attitude. This gifted Bible teacher and conference speaker was felled by a heart attack. As he lay in the hospital thinking of the conferences he would have to cancel, he began feeling sorry for himself. And the question started to rise from his soul, "Why me, God? Look at all these wonderful things that I'm doing for you." Then said Stanley, it was almost as if he heard the echo of his own voice asking, "Why not you?" When you step across the line and start asking, "Why not me?" you cease to make God your adversary and learn that He is your friend. Strange as it may seem, scores of people never think much about God in relationship to life until trouble knocks at their door. Then suddenly they are quite certain God is their enemy who has singled them out for trouble. The great 17th century preacher and Archbishop of Canterbury, John Tillotson, once wrote, "Though all afflictions are evil in themselves, yet they are good for us, because they discover our disease and tend to our cure." Friend, do you believe that? For a moment, ponder these words. They discover our disease and tend to our cure. Can you see beyond your trouble to the good which may come of it, which is part of the cure? Everybody who faces trouble is either better or bitter because of it. No wonder the prophet Nahum cried out, "The Lord is good, a refuge in the times of trouble." He cares for those who trust in Him. As the book of Job says, man is born to trouble. But it is not trouble which puts us under. It is our failure to learn from it, to profit from it, and therefore to not make the same mistake twice. Think about it, friend, and decide which side of the question, why, are you on? It's never too late to be asking, "Why not me?" And why so many blessings?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.